At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope is Mara Abrams. Mara serves as the Managing Director of Census Open Innovation Labs at the U.S. Census Bureau, which is America's leading source of quality data about our people, places, and economy. That means engaging tech, media, and other partners in new ways to ensure a complete and accurate count in the 2020 census and to increase American economic opportunity through federal data. She is passionate about bringing together purpose-driven leaders, organizations, companies, and people together to create new solutions to the world's biggest problems. And listeners might remember that we did a couple interviews with a few different organizations at Design Week Portland throughout the last month or two. Mara actually held an event at Design Week Portland as well last week called the Creatives for the Count Workshop. So we'll talk to her a bit about that experience as well. Welcome, Mara. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, talk to us a bit about your background, if you could, and just how you got to where you are today as Managing Director of Census Open Innovation Labs. And I know that, you're based in Los Angeles, so quite frankly, a lot of our listeners are automatically going to be jealous of at least where you live, as we were discussing before this interview, that you are near the beach. So congratulations on that, and talk to us a bit about you.
I apologize.
No apologies necessary.
I do have to say, I was recently in Portland, living in Portland for 5 years, and I absolutely loved it. Still has such a big place in my heart, and it was so nice to be back last week for Design Week. So, Portland will always be one of my homes, too, but I can't deny my fondness for the beach now.
There you go. I'm in agreement with you on that. As someone who was born and raised in Portland but has lived in Southern California for a little while, I think we see eye to eye there.
That's right.
Yeah. So talk to us a bit about your background, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've always really been passionate about kind of how you can use creativity and innovation to solve some of the big challenges that we're facing as a society. So kind of early on in my career, I started a nonprofit teaching documentary filmmaking to kids in low-income and underrepresented communities, both locally in LA and then in the U.S. on a Navajo and Apache reservation, and then all over the world in Tanzania and in some conflict and post-conflict regions like northern Iraq and Kosovo. So my passion is really about actually media and how mass media can really change the world. And, that's kind of been a thread throughout my career. I've done some other things. I was up in Portland because I was working with the Nike Foundation, whose mission was around what we called the girl effect, which was about, encouraging and empowering adolescent girls to live up to their full potential, with the idea that it does create a ripple effect in society. If you invest in a girl, you're really investing her in the entire community and the world. So yeah, I was probably the last person to ever expect to join the federal government of all places after doing cool stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, and the Census Bureau, like, come on, you know. I'm sure it sounds like, really? Like I do get the question, why would you go from Nike Foundation and empowering girls around the world to the Census Bureau? And, well, hopefully the answer will reveal itself throughout our conversation today. But it really is one of the most underknown but important issues of our time. And I'm super passionate about it. And I really think that we need to do everything that we can to get a complete and accurate count in the next census.
I think that's fantastic. And I'm glad you addressed that, the move from Nike to the Census Bureau, because a lot of people would, I don't even think, like, laugh at it. They would just be like, huh, that's really interesting. And you are talking about a few different angles with kind of your professional spirit and your professional ventures with regards to mass media and how that's especially affecting society today. Also, just kind of the general statement that you mentioned off the top of helping solve the world's problems with, you know, being creative and being innovative. And it sounds interesting what you're doing. So maybe just tell us what your goal and what your mission is with this job.
Yeah, with this job, well, you know, the decennial census, which has been happening every 10 years since the first one in 1790, is one of the most fundamental pillars of U.S. democracy, but not enough people know that. And the reason why is because it all comes down to money, power, and data. So money, that's, you know, about close to $700 billion every year in federal funding going into states and communities for things that really affect our everyday lives, like schools, or hospitals, healthcare, SNAP programs, other types of assistance, roads, bridges, you name it. All that federal funding is distributed based on where people are. And so if you don't get a complete and accurate count, you can't properly distribute those funds. And then in addition to that, it kind of, you know, it determines congressional redistricting apportionment, which is how many congressional seats each state will gain or lose based on that population tally. And of course, it's the data that powers our lives. We can't make informed decisions without the data. And so it's really, really important that we make sure that every single person living in the United States gets counted in the next census, which will be in 2020.
And so one way that you're helping kind of spread the word about what is really being an important conversation to have and an important cause that affects, like you said, all of this money that's going to states and helping pay for education, schools, cities, and the likes is, you know, I would imagine, various campaigns. You have the Creatives for the Count campaign that you had at Design Week Portland. And I know listeners had listened to previous interviews about various organizations who were a part of Design Week Portland. Talk to us a bit about kind of how that went for you and what you were hoping to accomplish there.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do, we're not trying to be the official census campaign. There's another kind of a large number of people and an advertising agency who's managing the official census communications campaign, which you'll start to see in early next year, starting in January. What we're trying to do is work with the local organizations who are already doing the work to get out the count for the 2020 census and helping bring some creativity and, you know, digital skills to the work that they're already doing. And so that's what we did at Design Week Portland. We brought together a number of groups who are already very committed to the census, including APANO, which is an Asian American organization that serves Oregon, and then Coalition of Communities of Color. And working with these different groups that represent communities that we call hard to count, that includes a lot of different populations, and for different reasons they're hard to count. But it could be people of color, it could be immigrants, it could be renters, millennials, kids under the age of 5, rural populations, and there's all sorts of reasons why they are historically undercounted. And so we're really trying to reach those people who are the hardest to count. And the only way to do that is to actually work with the trusted voices in the communities. And those are those organizations I just mentioned who are working with them on a national level, the Leadership Conference, which is a national organization representing hundreds of civil rights organizations, was in attendance. And so we're really kind of looking to be the matchmakers between those efforts and creative in Portland and elsewhere to make sure that, you know, those groups are equipped to kind of reach people in a 21st century way and reach people online and kind of bolster their creative capacity. And in that respect, you know, I thought it went great. And, you know, there were so many different groups represented in the room, a lot of energy, a lot of really brilliant designers and storytellers and strategists kind of all working together side by side. And, you know, these are groups that don't typically work alongside one another. So I thought it was really great in that way that you know, you kind of bring together these unconventional leaders and unconventional partnerships. And something really cool tends to happen.
I really liked the way you said doing all of that in a 21st century way. So through social media, through various forms of content that can be posted on social media, videos, articles, I don't know, maybe paintings or pictures. Talk to us a bit about kind of the content that was produced there and how that went.
Yeah, so it's, you know, what we call share graphics. So it could be like, you know, shareable posters or GIFs or, you know, that sort of stuff. Of course, in only, you know, 3 hours, it's impossible to do a full-fledged video, but a lot of people came up with like the seedlings of those ideas that hopefully they'll continue to build out post-event. But right now it's a lot of like great shareable content, and that's really the content that resonates with people. And so, you know, what's important for us is to understand what messages actually resonate. And, you know, that's kind of, we base that on, the research that's already been conducted through focus groups and various, message testing. And so we take like, okay, well, this message of, you know, reaching family is most important to the Asian American community. And so, you know, you have to reach that particular community in that way. And then, you know, they kind of created quick, you know, stuff that can be shared. And what we're really looking to do, though, long term, is to build a community of these creatives where we can go back and say, hey, what this group really needs is a new logo. Who can spend the next month working on that logo? So we're just the matchmakers here. We're not kind of directing them exactly what to do.
Okay.
But we're really looking to those organizations who need the support and saying, you know what, we are already connected to this fabulous network of creators. Work together.
Interesting. And then to kind of localize it, as far as how the state of Oregon and in Southwest Washington as well, our target demographic at Entercom Portland, how they will be affected positively by the event that you guys had and the campaign, the Creatives for the Count. How exactly would you kind of put into words how we might see the positive benefits from this? I mean, you're alluding to it a little bit, but if you could just kind of elaborate on that for the kind of locally.
We're really about increasing response rates among Oregonians, Washingtonians, so, and actually the entire population, but through that local lens, that's really the goal. I mean, if we could reach even 1,000 more people through these efforts, that will actually make a huge difference. You know, I don't know the exact numbers in those areas, but, you know, in some regions across the U.S., you know, having one more person counted could equal, you know, a couple thousand dollars to their communities. So, you know, every person really does count. And so the more people that we can reach, the better. And we're not saying that digital is the only way to reach people. Certainly, in some communities and amongst certain populations, that's not the best way to reach people. But if we can help bolster those efforts that are already happening on the ground by also reaching people digitally. And if that can lead to more people getting counted, then we'll have done our job.
So this is Mara Abrams joining us this time on Metroscope. I'm curious about the line that was in your bio that I read off the top, that this can help increase American economic opportunity through federal data. How exactly does American economic opportunity get increased through the collection of data? I mean, maybe it sounds like an obvious question, or maybe it's not. I think our listeners would maybe like to know as well how does that data benefit American economic opportunity?
Yeah, well, one example of a project that my team works on is called the Opportunity Project. If you want to check it out, it's opportunity.census.gov. We actually work across federal agencies to develop problem statements. So, like, what's a problem facing society? It could be, emergency preparedness and disaster relief, or it could be affordable housing. It could be access to STEM education, and on, connecting veterans with jobs. So we'll come up with this problem, and then we'll get actual, like, tech developers to respond to that problem by creating a digital tool or an app or something that responds to that issue, but using federal open data. And this is really like a showcase of how data can truly improve people's lives. For example, there were a number of companies this past year who participated in this project and were using federal open data, again, to connect veterans with apprenticeships using AI, because oftentimes they'll come back to the civilian world and not know exactly how their skills will translate. And so that was kind of one example of many where, open data can really improve people's lives. But then if we don't have accurate data, we don't have a complete data set, then you just can't do things like that. You can't, show people how, if you move to this neighborhood versus this one, you're more likely to get a job within walking distance. So that type of thing, you really can't make these key decisions that impact our economy, that impact our lives, without good quality data. And that's what our bureau really does.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a couple of the organizations that you worked with for your Design Week Portland event. I mean, how did that go? Who are you working with? And then how do they take these designs that you guys helped create as an inspiration to move forward to help accomplish what you guys are setting out to do?
Yeah, well, we worked with the local Complete Count Committee, which is a kind of self-organized committee that's committed to getting a complete and accurate census count in that area. We worked with Commissioner Stegman, Commissioner Hugh Daly, and a number of local leaders, and kind of brought them together with some of the organizations that I mentioned. It's up to them really how they want to use that content. We want to stay out of that process. And it's what we encourage is for them to say, this was a really helpful graphic. Now I can use it, post it on our social media channels, or I can put it on our website, that sort of thing. And very intentionally, we're not telling anybody to do anything. We're really just trying to resource the people who are already doing the work. And so in that way, we're really just kind of building this content repository where any organization can really use that. We are kind of in the process of working with a few outside organizations who are going to be putting up their own websites where all this content will be housed. More on that to come. But in the meantime, we just tell the organizations, do what you want with this content and use it to actually reach the people you're trying to reach.
Okay. And then once that ideally happens, how do you see that impacting Portland and Southwest Washington as a whole? How do you see the kind of the efforts eventually impacting our local area?
Well, I hope that people will see it and say, you know what, this is something that does affect me, and therefore when I get the postcard in the mail, I'm going to go online and fill it out. It's a pretty easy form to fill out. It's not very long. Maybe it takes 10 minutes, maybe 20, but it's really not a huge amount of effort for major results. And the more people who know that, the better. Because again, it's funding back into their communities and the society at large, and it's representation for them. So as long as we drill home, the idea that this is easy, it's safe, and it actually really impacts your life, that's what we're trying to get at.
I'm amazed, and also I think it's cool that you're inspired by this. I mean, it seems like it's something that's so important, but maybe not a lot of people think enough about it. Does that make any sense? Like, do you kind
of
see that when you're working with various organizations or even individuals?
Yeah, it kind of ranges. I think there's a lot of awesome organizations who completely get it, and then there's all types of, you know, organizations and individuals who just, you know, personally, I didn't even know, honestly, how important the census was until I joined this effort. And then I'm just like, oh, my God, this really affects everything. And so, you know, it's understandable that people don't know what it's about. They're confused by it. I mean, even just like census, like it doesn't sound like the sexiest word in the whole world, but what we're trying to do is to really kind of make it an imperative in the U.S. You know, like registering to vote. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this radically inclusive thing, counts every single person living here, and so what our goal really is to ensure that everybody is counted. And so, you know, the whole idea is to get the word out that of what it even is used for, because I think there's a lot of confusion about that. And so the more communications that we can do, the better.
So you held this event at Design Week Portland. What else are you doing, and what's kind of the next step for this goal and this mission that you have for the 2020 census?
Yeah, well, I can only speak for my own team. There's obviously a massive effort going on across the Bureau with our advertising agency, but my team, kind of next step is to take this to other places across the country. We'll be in Washington, D.C. This June for Pride Month and focusing on the LGBTQ communities and making sure that they're counted. And we're already working with a number of national and local organizations who are working on that issue. And we intend to kind of be in different places focusing on different communities. We also worked with an amazing group of Portland designers. They developed a toolkit that's for and by creatives that will show people, you know, if you want to get involved, this is how. And hopefully more people will start to adopt that. And so our role really is to kind of get that out there and get as many people as possible working on this. And then, you know, a big part of this is making sure that we sustain the energy that we had in the room last week beyond just, you know, that one event. We don't want this mm-hmm. to be a one-off thing. We want to make sure that people continue to stay engaged, involved, and making sure that their community is counted.
So if people want to get involved, is there a website that they can go to, or are you going to be coming back to Portland to host another event, or how do people get involved locally?
Great question. Well, they can just go ahead and email us. I should have had we just created a new, an email address for our effort. I don't have it on me, but.
Okay. I totally put you on the spot. That was probably my fault.
No, that's okay. No, don't worry. But I can definitely get that to you. And if people want to maybe reach out to you guys and you can route them our way, that would be awesome.
Okay. Sounds good. And so they would just get in touch with you there. Yeah, I guess, I think that's probably it on my end. And the event overall, a great success, and you enjoyed it. And would you consider having another event up here in Portland or being part of Design Week again?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Final question then. Is Portlandia an accurate representation of the city of Portland? As someone who has lived in the city of Portland?
Yeah.
Is it an accurate representation or not?
I think there is some truth to it. And in fact, the more that I lived there, the more I felt it was true. I'm probably going to get like hate mail after saying that. but no, I think there's much, much more to Portland, of course, than that show. But I do think that there were certain characters on the show where I'd go out into the real world and be like, oh, that was that person.
If it, people, because as some, I've lived in Portland almost my whole life, and everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people ask me that, especially when the show was at its height a couple of years ago or whenever that was. And I would always say, I would agree with you. I would say some parts are true, but many parts are not true. Not everyone's walking their cat. Not everyone is owns a antique shop. But yes, I agree. I just wanted to get your take on that.
No offense to those catwalking shop owners.
Exactly.
Not at all. And that's what makes Portland, Portland, and that's why I love it.
Very, very true. All right. Well, Mara, thank you for coming on, and congratulations on a successful event at Design Week Portland, and thanks for what you guys do. And yes, if there's another place where people can go to find more information, I guess we can maybe get that passed along.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to contact us to learn more or get involved, they can reach us at census.accelerate@census.gov. And census is a very commonly misspelled word. It's census.accelerate@census.gov.
Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you so much.
We were talking today with Mara Abrams, Managing Director of Census Open Innovation Labs at the U.S. Census Bureau, which is America's leading source of quality data about our people, places, and economy. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.